In any given day, Trent Weatherspoon's social media feeds show him at a breakfast meeting in Regina, a lunchtime event in Saskatoon, and an evening door knocking in Swift Current. And if he can squeeze it in, a sled ride with his son in the morning or a bedtime story at night.
You know, it's really important for me to see him a little bit before I go back out in another direction.
This is the second time Weatherspoon has campaigned for the top job in the NDP. He lost in the first round to Cam Broughton in 2013.
It's been a really special journey. The conversations have been really heartening and heartwarming stories that have been shared across the province.
Much like a job interview, Weatherspoon was asked about his strengths and weaknesses and how they'd impact him in the role.
A lot of people tell me that I have strength as a team builder, of bringing people together, of connecting with people from all walks of life.
And his weakness?
I'm a terrible filer. The organizational mess that can be on top of my desk, where it's actually organized to me though, but it certainly doesn't look like that to others, and quite often you probably need a grain shovel to sort of clean the top of my desk.
On his travels across the province and in hearing the stories from different communities, Weatherspoon has put universal mental health and addiction services front and center in his campaign.
Making sure that we have urgent wraparound supports from the moment someone indicates that they need some help.
Being a former teacher, Weatherspoon is also focused on how a government he might lead would enrich classrooms and strengthen Saskatchewan's Crown corporations. And he added, it is the people of the province that continue to inspire him in these goals.
Hard-working single moms out there working in precarious work, doing everything they can to put food on the table. I think of people living with disabilities on the tightest budgets around. I think of young people facing challenges that are hard and real. Mental health challenges, abuse, neglect, addictions, racism.
Weatherspoon may lose a few NDP supporters if they knew his playlist features the music of Coulter Wall, son of former Premier Brad Wall.
Yeah, no, we're all proud of Coulter Wall, and he's a talent, and it's really awesome watching him go places.
Asked what historical figure he'd want to sit down for dinner with, it was no surprise that the NDP MLA chose Tommy Douglas, the former Premier.
Somebody that's really understood the practical realities of people, was able to respond to those challenges with practical solutions at the same time as moving big vision pieces forward like Medicare.
Weatherspoon hopes to make a similar impact during his time as a politician, and he hopes as leader.
I love this province, and I love taking time hearing the stories of our province from the people and communities that make it strong.
With this campaign profile, I'm Sarah Mills, 980 CJME.